Howdy do, buckaroos, and welcome to the after show. Borrowing Kelly's tagline. We are here. We're back in the saddle, recording on the 23rd of August, 2019. And I am Mike. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in podcasting crime, Ms. Kelly Beaumont. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm a little weirded out right now. Like, when my words come out of someone else's head, it's always an unusual experience. So
you are the puppet master. I am currently slightly stuffy, so it feels like old times.
Oh,
it's pollen.
You are season. Unmuted.
Welcome to Talk Show Live. So by the way,
where
so
we are featured.
Well, we on the last show we talked about that. Listener Tony Walla, hey Tony, pointed out that we were still a featured show on Talk Show. And yes. There was a conversation on Twitter, and TalkShoe support actually replied and said, we're going to look into that. I was like, oh, you are? Are you? Are you going to do that?
That's awesome. Really?
I don't know. I have not looked today to determine whether we are still featured, but it wouldn't
now
surprise me.
I feel
me.
Compelled to go.
I'm going to go.
Pull this
go
up. Now it's a race of each of us. Like, how quickly and quietly can we type?
They do have a new landing page.
And there we are.
Are we on the front page?
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of tests. I actually don't see us. Maybe I'm looking at a different...
Third row down of the giant tiles.
I see third row down in mine. In browse, I see Sid's Thoughts, Rob Talks, Star, Eyed Eagle is the one that see, and Sabina Khanna, Dream Girl, Escort, and Chennai.
Oh, no, I just went to the front page, and on the front page, there's like... some stuff at the top,
oh,
and then just
yes,
below that
right,
when you scroll
you're
down,
right.
featured in
live shows. We are the third one down. Along
there we
with
are.
The Cultdom Collective, Time to Believe for Everything You Want, Myersdale Alumni Radio, and 4,184 downloads of the TUAW Talkcast. I can't explain it.
It pales in comparison to the 74,000 downloads of the Scuba Obsessed Netcast.
Or perhaps the Beyond 50 radio show with Daniel Davis, or the Indoor Air Quality Radio, Joe Hughes and Cliff Zlotnick, with 379,000 downloads.
Dang.
Good for you guys. Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
Joe,
awesome.
Joe and Cliff. They look like they're having a good time with Radio Joe and the Z Man.
Oh my goodness.
If we had sort of radio nicknames, what would it be?
Oh good Lord, I have no idea.
We'd have to work on that. That's
but it would have to be something
listeners.
That it would have to be something that like could be a podcast, or it could be a 70s TV show. You know, I don't know which one of us would be by the book and which of us would be the renegade. But
oh, I think we know. Actually, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Yeah, it would be Goofus and Gallant. I don't know. Why can't I think of 70s TV shows? There's Mrs. McCabe and what's his name?
The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, Waylon Flowers and Madam. I mean, BJ and the Bear.
We could do Waylon Flowers and we could bring back Waylon Flowers and Madam.
I enjoy trotting out Waylon Flowers and Madam as a reference partly because like when you add Waylon Flowers and Madam, things just get better. Let's start there. But also because it will never cease to amaze me the reaction that I get from people, which is either, you know, what? Or, oh my God, I haven't thought about them in years and years and years and years and years. And both of those sort of entertain me. So Waylon Flowers and Madam, go look it up, people.
I meant to be muted while I was doing all that typing, but yes, Waylon Flowers and Madam, look them up. We will link them in the show notes. I was thinking of McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller, okay.
Which was a film, and for some reason, I think there's a similarly named TV show with, what's his name?
That guy from That Thing, yeah.
Yes, the guy from That Thing. I'll come up with it by the end of the show.
You'll blurt it out later, yeah.
I'm a little addled, I have to admit. So as we were discussing pre-show, and as people who follow me on the line may know, it was a big week in the household because on Sunday last, I went to Massachusetts to retrieve eldest daughter, Lulu, from her summer job where she was a camp counselor in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, like a sandwich. retrieved her from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, brought her home Sunday night, and then had 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to get everything assembled, organized, packed, and ready to go for her to leave the United States. She has since arrived at in Israel for her gap year program. She's doing 5 months in Tel Aviv, and there was just it was very stressful. Monday I found particularly stressful because I was like folding her laundry and getting her stuff organized and getting a laptop. So I had a MacBook Air that I needed the battery replaced. By the way, thank you, Mac Samurai, Lori Duncan, the best Mac
of course.
Support tech in the five boroughs. Incredible service. Great to work with as always. Lori did a battery swap on a MacBook Air that I was packing up for Hannah, for Lulu. I was getting all this stuff organized for her on Monday, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to the beach with my friends. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, I feel there's a little bit of me being taken advantage of. Now, in fairness, she'd been gone all summer. Mm-hmm. She was leaving. Her friends were leaving for college. So it was really the only chance she had to go hang out with them. So,
sure.
Okay. But still. But so then the next 2 days were chaos, and one of the big things, if any one of our listeners has a teenager or a young adult who is going overseas, of course, one of the big things you think about is, okay, what is the cell phone situation going to be? Mm-hmm. How am I going to provide cell service and data service for this person without breaking the bank? So I had a perfectly good plan. It was a perfectly reasonable plan. I enlisted a company called Talk and Save, which is I've used their stuff before, and they will sell you a SIM, like many companies will, that is prepaid and pre-enabled for your destination country. So in this case, I say I need 5 months of Israeli data. They say fine, here's the monthly cost. Great, they send you a SIM. It's all taken care of, and you can put that SIM into any GSM iPhone, basically. She had an iPhone 7. Great. Easy to work with. Of course, important safety tip, this phone has to be unlocked.
Yes.
Before you can do this, obviously. So in our household, we had two people with iPhone 7s, my spouse and my daughter. And spouse had just gotten a new iPhone XR. So her iPhone 7 was available, fully paid off, already unlocked because we had taken it abroad last summer. Mm-hmm. So it was ready to go. Great. And Lulu did not want to take her phone with her because the battery life was shite. Mm-hmm. Pardon my French. So kid comes back, do the iMazing transfer, move everything around, put her SIM in the older iPhone 7, hand it off to her. Great. Oh, you know, it's still having the issue that it was having before when it was mom's phone, where it's hard to hear people over the earpiece, over the speaker in the earpiece. Fine on speaker, fine on headphones. It's a lot hard to hear on calls when you call somebody. I said, okay, well, would you rather have your other phone? Because I had called another wonderful New York repair business, Gotham iPhone, said, hey guys, can you come and swap a battery on an iPhone 7? They said, how's between 3 and 5? I said, that's great.
Dang.
Showed up with the battery, did it at the kitchen, at the dining room table. Perfect. Fast, easy. $60 for an iPhone 7 battery replacement. Great deal. Again, highly recommended.
And they came to you.
And they come concierge style. They come to you.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So I now have a fully repaired and working iPhone 7.
Hurrah.
And I say, do you want this one back? She says, yeah, sure. So iMazing, restore the backup, swap the SIM, get everything out. I was like, great. Leaves the country. Goes to, lands in Tel Aviv,
is
texting me over Wi-Fi with a luggage issue. Skip to the end. They found her bag, so it's not a problem.
Okay. But
I said, did you put your SIM in? She said, I tried three times. I kept getting this message. Your phone's not unlocked. Of course, the one I was originally going to send her with was unlocked. The phone I ended up sending her with, her original phone, was not. Still had about 8 months worth of contract on it.
Oh, no.
So, hop to the AT&T website. Step one, pay off your remaining installment balance.
Yes.
Okay, crap. Idiot tech dad at your service, $200. So, idiot tech dad then says, okay, I paid it up. Now what? All right, you need to wait. What do you mean? You need to wait 24 hours after paying off your installment balance before you can make an unlock request. Now,
that seems shenanigan-y to me. Sorry to be all technical, but
you'd think so. You'd look at that and say, well, that seems shenanigan-y. That seems like a bad integration or a data problem. And that was my first reaction. I believe having since talked to a couple of folks in the carrier business, that's actually a fraud protection mechanism.
It makes sense.
Yeah. That they want to prevent you from immediately unlocking the phone and disappearing with it, and having that 24-hour period means that it's, you know, potentially if a phone has been stolen or has been misplaced,
right,
you have a longer time to before it's unlocked where you can potentially get your hands back on it. Also, it does require, the unlock request does require your security PIN from AT&T and a bunch of other stuff. So whatever.
I would have pled my case on this one. Like, I'm seriously legitimate and I know how this sounds, but the phone is in another country and I really need it unlocked.
Exactly. And I know how this sounds. Did I mention I know how this sounds? So I was able to unlock it this morning. I have not confirmed with her yet that she's swapped the SIM because it's the middle of the night there. But yeah, at least that's done. And by the way, for anyone who finds themselves in this situation, AT&T does have an option where you can pay $10 a day for, you know, just regular service wherever you happen to be in a pinch. So that's worthwhile. I almost switched to T-Mobile for this line for this reason, because their international service on your regular SIM, it's just free. Like, they don't actually charge you for it.
Yeah.
Which
is why it's much better.
the Un-carrier. Anyway, all that said, the nest is temporarily empty. The younger daughter is away for the moment with her grandparents, with her cousins. But that was stressful. It's like, it was a stressful few days of just trying to pull everything together and being in charge of the tech logistics, which I knew I would be. I was leaning into that. I was prepared for it. Being in charge of that is just like, man, if I screw some of this up, that's an expensive or challenging thing to recover from.
Right.
You know, seven time zones and 4,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And in fact, that, you know, because there was so much of it over several, like, passports and visas and plane tickets and all this stuff, I was feeling sort of cumulative stress. The fact that she is there now in one piece and she's fine and she's where she's supposed to be and her phone will be active or not when it is, but, you know, she's got Wi-Fi.
Right.
That all lent a sense of relief. Also, when I was chatting with her this morning, texting with her this morning, I asked her, how were your flights? And she said, yeah, from New York to Zurich, it was great. I had seats open next to me in the row, so it was fine. I could relax. And then I got to Zurich, and for the next flight, for the 4-hour flight, they upgraded me to business class.
Hey!
I said, what? You've had a frequent flyer number for 48 hours. But we're very excited. Thank you for your concern and checking in. And it's just, it's she's there. It's done.
Yeah. So she'll be there a while.
She'll be there for 5 months. So,
yeah. So a thing that I want to point out, because this is a thing that I'm not entirely sure that everybody knows. There's a couple things. If you do want to travel internationally, regardless of your carrier, that part of this is about your carrier. If you use AT&T, and I don't know if this is true on the other ones, Mike, maybe you know. If like you know, when you use your phone, that's like international phone calling. Like if you are making a call or answering a call in another country, that's not the one you normally live in.
Yeah.
That's like the highest ticket international item. However, listening to voicemail is considered data. It's not considered minutes, voice minutes. So the best thing to do if you're traveling internationally, I used to have to deploy phones to people who were headed out internationally when I was in IT, and people would go on international trips. And when I was in IT, we had like this pool of phones that we had that were ready to rock for international everything. But what we would tell people is the best thing to do is have people like let everybody know that you may not answer the call. And if you don't, encourage them to leave a message. And if they leave a message, you can listen to that message and it won't ding you for international voice minutes. And you can reply, you know, and if possible, you can reply via message, which takes me to my second tip, which is that in lots of the rest of the world, Wi-Fi is becoming far more common. And you can put your phone in airplane mode, but then turn on the Wi-Fi signal separately so that it's basically like an iPod and your cell radio isn't active. So any place that you can get a hold of Wi-Fi, you can get on your phone and send some messages and, you know, talk to some people, you know, if you have little notes to send or whatever, you can make that work. So, like I said, I don't know if the other carriers have that sort of thing where the voicemail counts as data that gets transferred and not minutes that you're talking. So I know with AT&T it does. And that's one of the things that I used to be able to help people with was, you know, just tell people to leave a message, listen to it. And then, you know, you can follow up with them however you want. Sometimes it takes a phone call, but sometimes it can be handled with an email or with a text message, and you're able to do everything anyway. So,
yeah, I'm not positive about all the carriers treating voicemail that way. But I do know that T-Mobile and I think one other carrier, possibly Sprint, provide unlimited international roaming for 2G data. Which is enough, you know, in many cases to do what you need to do.
It's not for Netflix, but no, you know, it'll let you text some people and yeah.
But in this case, buying the SIM was the move. I did not anticipate having to pay off the phone. It makes me kind of angry.
You know, speaking of paying off the phone though, I have an iPhone 8. I purchased it outright. I tend to be an every 2 year person. I used to be you know, when they were subsidized, it was still every other year. Mr. Kelly's on the opposite plan. So he used to get one the off year of mine. And then at some point, he just sort of decided I'm going to just keep using what I have for a while. So I have an 8 and or as I like to say, I have an 8 and a home button like a caveman. but I'm thinking that because like we're coming up on 2 years, so it will be time for me to buy a new phone. I'm thinking because this one is recent enough, you know, it came out the same as the 10, which has the Face ID and everything. So yep. Like, I feel like this might be the one that like stays in the drawer and it might be time to go on the payment plan and just get a new phone every year or every two, you know, whatever it is. And just sort of lease them instead, because I always take really, really good care of them. Like my phone right now has a case, it's just a little TPU case, but I have a little clear case on it. And I always put glass on the front because no matter what Apple tries to tell me about durability, I have never had a phone with a screen that could withstand the fact that I wear two diamond earrings in each ear. So I get, you know, I eventually end up with like two little grooves because I am one of those weirdos that takes phone calls on my phone. And so I'm thinking that like this might be the year, because like when I turn it in, it's going to be in really good shape, and it might be time to just, because part of the reason I got the 8 instead of the 10, it was totally my decision. And part of the reason I got the 8 was because I went, you know, in 2 years, I'm probably going to stick this in a drawer and I can't pay $1,000 for a phone I'm only going to use for 2 years.
Yeah,
I can't. So
can't bring myself to.
I can't. That's what it is that I can't. Like if I had that money to blow, it wouldn't be on a phone. I would spend it on other stuff.
Like, it would be on blow. You'd blow. blow it on cocaine.
I mean, it would be blow. Yes. If I had that money to blow, I'd blow it on blow.
That's why the term, like, I'm going to blow that money. That's what that means. It means,
yes.
It means to spend it on cocaine. That's just, everyone knows this. This is known.
It is known, Khaleesi. So I think this might be the year. I feel like, you know, in the next couple of shows, like, we may have to have a little, like, personal counseling session where we talk about it. Because I kind of want to work through, because I feel weird about carrying a phone around that isn't really mine. But I also don't really want to pay $1,000 for a phone.
Yeah.
Or more. I mean, Zod only knows what it's going to be this time around. So, I think, especially to get one of consequence, you know, if you don't want one with whatever the insulting storage level is they're going to give us as the entry level on the next device, right? Because it's still going to be like 16 gig or something stupid, you know? you know, it's got four cameras and 16 gigabytes. Okay, so I can carry around 8 pictures in one app. Thanks.
I think we're rapidly approaching the convergence point between iPhone camera lenses and Gillette blades.
Are you telling me that the theory from my house this year is that the name for the new phone is going to be the Mach 4?
It's they're going to open with that the Onion article, "F it, we're doing 5 blades." Which is a classic of the genre.
It's a beautiful... That Onion... Oh, man. So the good. Onion really nails it sometimes, don't they?
They really do. I think the Mach 4 or the iPhone Pro or whatever you want to call it, I think it is going to be expensive. But it's also going to be... It will once again be an object of desire. I think there's a number of things going on with the potential next iPhone... possibly that, you know, someone is going to insist it be manufactured in Topeka as opposed to Shenzhen.
that too.
But the question of do I take the 2-year lease or do I buy it outright is always, it's always tough. And what's interesting, what's sort of happening in our house right now is this weird transition, because as the young people become older people,
yes,
and do damage to their phones. Like this idea of actually having a programmed refresh makes a certain amount of sense. I mean, this iPhone 7 that Lulu has is pretty expensive because it's already had to be replaced once. And we didn't pay for that one. Apple replaced it because it was broken. It's had to get the fresh battery. It was her iPhone 6 that was broken, so that was the one I got once it got fixed. But we bought a 7 for her. We have a 7 that, you know, now is sitting in a drawer, which needs to, you know, that needs to be addressed. And the idea was we wouldn't have a phone sitting in a drawer I guess it doesn't matter because you're going to have a phone sitting in a drawer that you're paying for anyway if it's still on contract. But the reason it needed a battery replacement was apparently because somebody leaves it plugged in and playing music all night long. So, which apparently will have a deleterious effect on the battery life. And, like, I'm starting to look toward the point where these people are buying their own phones.
Like, I was going to say, I think you may be at the point where that's how this works.
Yes. Elder child probably will be like the next phone she gets, she may pay for herself. So,
yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. And, you know, honestly, it really was like, I know there was a lot of talk about it at the time, but it really, for me, it really was like crossing the 4-digit Rubicon meant like, no, mostly because if I buy one, I'm going to use it a lot longer. And like, if I buy one, I will feel like I have to use it a lot longer. And to do the stuff that I do, I feel like 2 years is reasonable. That's really what it comes down to. I feel like 2 years is a reasonable length of time to have the phone that I have. So I've considered doing the, like, you know, every year trade-in, but I don't know. So I'm kind of going back and forth on it, which is part of why we will probably end up talking about it again later.
Anytime one of us has a dilemma,
yeah,
this is what we do. We walk through it.
We hem and we ha and we ponder. And I look forward to your letters on this. If you are doing this, I want to know, and I want to know how it's working for you. I'm on AT&T. I am not at the moment. I'm not super interested in switching. I'm also not planning any sort of long-term international travel. So it's not like I need an international plan or anything like that. But I do want to find out if you are already doing this, how well it's working for you. And how can the people reach us, Mike?
How can the people reach out and ask that question? That's an or give us that information. They can reach us at the underscore after show on Twitter.
Yes.
aftershowpodcast.com on the interwebs. And they can reach me at Mike T. Rose on Twitter and on micro.blog. Kelly, how can the people reach you?
You can reach me. I am Verso, both on Twitter and micro.blog. And After Show Podcast, you can go leave us a note, and we would like to know about that. That's a thing that's sort of been weighing on my mind lately, is like, it might be time to get a new phone.
Mark Gurman has, and Bloomberg have just talked about the Mach 4 or the Pro or whatever they're calling it. So we're starting to get a sense of what this is going to look like in September, and we got a little time. But in the meantime, we have to do a couple quick shout outs before we let everybody go. Thank you, Tony Walla, for following up with TalkShoe. Hi, Chris Fuller. Chris Fuller, who is in San Francisco and got to hang out with the Relay FM guys and with Merle Mann and Stephen Hackett and all those guys. So Chris Fuller, it sounded like you had a wonderful time. And I'm sorry.
I'm sure he did. All of those pictures looked fantastic. I'm really sad I didn't get to make it to the Relay event.
And I wish I had known you were going before you went, because I would have said, tell them all I said hi. And
yeah.
Didn't get to do that. But congratulations to the Relay FM team. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Five years. 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. 5 years after, I'm going to haul off and do this thing and see what happens.
Yep. And off they went.
Hi,
Lenny. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Javi. Hi, Brittany. Hi, Deidre. Hi. Oh, and Deidre's at Burning Man. So, Deidre, we hope you're having a wonderful time at Burning Man. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. And hey, Phone Boy. And
Hi, Info Driveway. Hi, Phone Boy.
Hi, Info Driveway. And did I forget anybody?
Hi, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
We did forget Diane. And I think... So far, I think that covers everybody that has publicly admitted it. And I would like to point out, for the rest of you who are like, well, why didn't anybody say hi to me on the show? All you have to do is go on Twitter and tag us and let us know that you listen. And my preferred method of that sort of recognition is that when we say hello to you, that you say hello back. It makes me really happy. That's sort of the reward that you get. Aside from us saying hello to you, is that like, if you say hello back to us later, that's one of the things that I use to help make sure that we have the right list of people.
That's right. It's a little it's a little dopamine exchange for everybody mediated by the interwebs.
Really is. And I also want to point out that Don Melton and I are officially in the process of bringing back Greetings from the Uncanny Valley, which is sadly not on Relay, but it is over on the Incomparable Network. Which is another wonderful podcasting network. I don't want to act like that's not what's happening. We'll just cut this part out, right? It'll be fine.
We'll fix that in post.
Thank you.
We'll fix our network sentiment in post.
Please, please, please. So we are on the Incomparable. We are under the TV banner, and you can subscribe to the Westworld podcast. And what we're going to do is... we are actually not going to split into two timelines. What we're going to do is the last episode of our rewatch that went live was episode 6 of the first season. So we're going to finish the first season, and then we're going to work through the second season. We've got some guests lined up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're in the process of coordinating how we're going to get the rest of those episodes live. And it's something that's happening imminently. So I want to make sure everybody knows about that. If you do enjoy the Westworld podcast, then there you go. And I actually, for just 1 second, I would like to thank the person who went on Twitter and someone said, here we go. Somebody said they were looking for the people, like, I'm looking for podcasters who are not cishet white dudes, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know any? And J.R. Duncan's on Twitter. Stephen Duncan, it looks like. Dude that works at Nike. Shouted out me and awesome. Alex Cox and Tiffany Arment and the Erp Chirp podcast, which is one of my favorites to listen to, which is about Wynonna Earp, the show on Sci-Fi, which if you are not watching, you totally should. And we can totally talk about it because that show makes me really, really happy. There's going to be a season 4. It's really exciting. The fandom is one of my favorite fandoms because there's always stories going around it about people in it being nice to other people in it, which is really great. So Erp Chirp is super awesome. And the Erp Chirpers are super nice ladies. And so thank you very much to Steven. Hi, Steven. Who said that my show was one of the ones that he listens to that people should check out. So
thank you, Steven. Nice. That was very kind of you. Yeah. And Kelly, people can also find you, in addition to Welcome to the Uncanny Valley, they can also find you every day on the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. Correct?
Every weekday.
Every week. Yes. Well, every day that doesn't start with S.
All the non-S days. Yes.
The non-S days.
You can find me on the Daily Observations podcast. Yeah.
The S days. We refer to everything by initials around here. It's Ms. It's the A lady and the G lady and the S days.
Yes.
We sound like we have a particularly specific neurological disorder that doesn't permit us to say the rest of the word. But yes.
Which means I now have to point out I am not a neuroscientist, which is another way to say hi, Brittany, who is a neuroscientist. And I told her at one point, like, she texted me once, I think it was on Daily Observations. I said something about whatever we were talking about. And I said, I am not a neuroscientist. And so she texted me later, I am not a neuroscientist, with like smiley faces after it. And I'm like, that's basically me saying hi, Brittany.
And which reminded me, of course, we forgot to say hi, Dave McGee. Hi, Dave McGee.
Hi, Dave McGee.
And on that note, we are going to say thank you all for listening. We have been the after show, and we will be back again.
Continue to be.
Continue to be.
We are and continue to be.
Continue to be the after show, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks.